I want to look to the word of the Lord and ask him to come visit with us and bless here today. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of your word. We thank you, Lord, that God, that you're able to do what you have said by your word and able to fulfill it. And God, thank you for fulfilling your word in our midst and having your way, Lord. And we'll praise you and glorify and magnify your name for what you do. Send now your anointing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I want to look to the word of God this morning in Paul's writings to young Timothy. I mentioned this verse of scripture a couple weeks ago. It's out of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and verse 12. We find this is a comfort. I had a good close friend that did not know that we would be putting him to rest just in a few weeks, but he had got a diagnosis that he had cancer. And 88 years old, and he said, I've lived a good life. And I said, well, brother, you're a winner either way. To be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. To live is Christ, to die is gain. I said, so you're a winner either way. And he quoted me this verse of scripture with tears in his eyes, and little to know that he would, the cancer wouldn't have time to get him, but he would die of heart problems and heart failure. The word of God says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. That's a powerful statement. For I know who I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. This is the power of the promise of God. A God that cannot lie. A God that cannot fail. A God that will fulfill everything that he has said by his word. Now, as we understand the depth of this, we understand the promises of God, then I want to read out of Paul's writings to the Hebrews in the 10th chapter and in the 22nd verse. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having a heart sprung from the evil works, conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen. Hold on without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. I believe that God is faithful to keep his word. It may look a lot of times as we go through life, it may look like the deck is stacked against us. It may look like sometimes we take two steps forward to get knocked 10 steps backwards. It may look like we climb around a two on the ladder to find out that it's like they break out from under us and we have to keep climbing. But if we will understand that one which has promised is faithful, and he will fulfill everything he has said by his word, and not one jot nor tittle of this word shall fail until it all come to pass. The hard part is it'll be at God's timing. It won't be at our timing. A lot of things that we look to happen and we want it in 15 minutes, we want instant pudding. We want the minute rise. Amen. We want the minute oatmeal. Amen. I'll tell you something about mom's cooking. Amen. She'd cook all day on Saturday so we could eat on Sunday. But, buddy, when you went and put your teeth into it, you knew that it had been prepared the long style. Amen. A lot of these 15-minute things just don't hold water. But the things that have been tried and tested and been proven over and over and over and over. What are you going to do when God, amen, comes through boldly, amen, and moves, amen? Oh, there'll be shouting time, amen. It'll be shouting time, and it is shouting time when God moves for us, and God is promised by his word that he will do just that, amen. And as I said, he picks his time and he chooses his time and he chooses when he chooses to move in certain situations. But he'll never fail his word. Amen. He'll fulfill his word to the right, to the jot, the tittle that he has said. And we can be confident in that. We can be fully persuaded. Amen. That he's able to keep that which we have committed unto him. Amen. And knowing, amen, that we're to hold fast without wavering. Now the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think he will receive anything from God. Amen. He will not receive. You will not receive anything from God long as you're double-minded. Amen. If one day you think, well, God's God, but the next day, amen, you're not for sure where he's God. See, we've got to believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. We know that heaven is there. We've not seen it in that reality, in the natural. We've not seen it, but we know it's there. We know that every promise of God, amen, we don't, and understanding, we didn't see the walls of Jericho fall, but we knew when the people of God began to shout, amen, that the walls fell down. We went there at the Red Sea, amen, to see that the children of God walked across on dry land, but we know by the word of God that it's real, amen. How do we know these things? We know these things by faith, and we have to put our faith and our trust in God, knowing that God, amen, will keep his word, amen. He will keep his word and everything he said to you and everything he's done, amen. We have to stand steadfast, amen. Word of God said, amen. I believe it was in Ephesians, amen. In the 6th chapter, the word of God, amen, tells us, amen, that knowing that whatsoever good thing a man doeth, he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. God said his faith works, amen. If we put our trust in God, it works, amen. And you masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong. This is in verse 10 of the 6th chapter of Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of Satan. Our enemy is not God, it is Satan. Amen. A lot of time, you know, we look and we say, God, why are you putting us through this? He's putting us through us to make us strong. And there's no weapon formed against you that's going to prosper. And there's no temptation taking you, but that which God is able to see you through it. Amen. And I've asked God several times, God, why did you send me to this godforsaken county that don't want true Pentecost, don't want true salvation? All they literally want is to play church. All they want is a seem right way. Amen. They do not want the depth of the fullness of God. I said, God, why you send me? He said, because you're tough enough to take it. Amen. I'm glad he's got confidence in me. Amen. I'm glad he's got confidence in me. Amen. But a lot of people tell me, Brother Gold, it's not just in Carroll County. It's everywhere. They don't want God. They want a seem right way. They want a party. They want a good time. They want everything to be hunky-dory. But they don't want to make a commitment that says, I'm going to serve you, Lord. Job made a commitment to God. He said, though you slay me, yet I'm going to trust you. Amen. Joshua made a commitment to the Lord. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You may think it's evil to serve the God of your forefathers, but I want you to know, amen, me and my house, we made a decision. We are going to serve God. They know where in the Word of God said you have to like everything comes your way. Amen. And they know where in the Word of God says you have to put up with everything comes your way. Amen. We've got power in God. Amen. We've got power to command things to happen in Jesus' name. We got power, amen, to remind God what His Word said. He didn't say get up before His throne like a whipped dog, crying and whimpering and bellyaching. He said come before my throne with boldness, amen, and stand on the promise of His Word, amen. God, You said You'd keep it against that day. God, You said You were faithful, amen. And He'll be faithful. Amen. The point of it is you can't waver in your commitment to God. And you can't threaten God. I've heard people say, well, God, if You don't take this battle away, I'm going to quit. Well, you might as well quit because that's the end statement. All the heroes of faith had a determination to go on in spite. How do you think Abraham felt when God, amen, told him to take Isaac up on the mountain and sacrifice him? Amen. Boy, I could hear a lot of folks calling the preacher. Amen. Hey, Pastor, what about this God telling me I'm going to have to sacrifice my only son, the only one I got, telling me I'm going to have to sacrifice? He's the one that you promised me all this is going to take place through. And now, Pastor, I want you to know, well, I'm going to quit. Take my name off the roll. That's the way most of us would react. That's the human way to react. But that's not the way that Abraham reacted. See, Abraham, amen, and Matthew, over in Genesis, and we didn't find out over to the depth of the New Testament. We got to read through Hebrews and find him listed in the heroes of faith, and we come out to full understanding. But he made a statement to the boys that was taking care of the animals. He turned to them and said, you take care of the animals. Me and the lad is going to go worship and come hither, going to come back. Now, he was carrying a direct order from God to sacrifice that son. You talk about getting heat in the kitchen. You talk about getting in the frying pan. You talk about climbing out of the frying pan into the fire. That boy was in the heat of the battle. Amen. But he made a statement of faith. He made a declaration of what he was going to do. We will go worship and we will return. We read in the New Testament wherein that he declared he had already affirmed this thing. He'd already settled it. If God told him to sacrifice him, that he had to do because he had to obey God. And secondly, if God had told him to sacrifice him, then God had promised that all the seed of the righteous would come through that son. Then God simply would have to raise him up from the dead and he'd have to return and show him to those two men down on the bottom taking care of the animals. He'd done box God in, if you please. Somebody said, what do you mean box God in? Faith unlooses the hand of God. Or somebody told me, said, I thought that's $1,000 send to one of them TV evangelists. No, that's called bull. Amen. That's called bull. And I grant you, we suffer a lot of time. The radio stations here suffer while people get their checkbooks out and send in to these people that's promised them a Cadillac. Promised him they're going to get a new home if they'll just, oh, I feel dead. 300 people's going to give $1,000 today. Them preachers are going to burn in the devil's hell because they're false prophets. Amen. And there's some good ministers got tangled up in that hogwash. Amen. God ain't in 5 million miles of that. He ain't the author of it. The devil's the author of that. preaching the gospel for filthy lucre's sake. But we do need people that'll make commitments to God. I had a man not too long ago commit to pay tithes on a six-digit figure that he had received inherited. He brought me, I got it hanging up back there, he brought me a vest that he said he got out west as a gift to me, but it's a funny thing, he had the pockets full of his own stuff. When he come by to see me, he got so under conviction what he'd done, he went to his vehicle and gave me a $250 vest, not this one, it's another one I got back there. But it was one he was already bought for himself and was wearing. He just gave it out of conviction. But one of the jokester preachers, the one that makes everybody chuckle and laugh, he carried that large sum of money, bought a plane ticket, and flew down to where that guy ministers from and give him that money. And brought me a CD back of the man and told me, he said, I felt impressed of God to back this man of God. And the CD that he brought back, the man wasn't even preaching the gospel on it. He was preaching contrary to the word. And I looked at the thing. The man said, put it in here and listen a few minutes. And I turned around and looked at the man. I said, you're an idiot. You just got suckered out of your money by a man that don't even preach the word. This man's a false prophet. He ain't even preaching the word. Yeah, people are vulnerable because there's no opposition. There's no opposition. The devil encouraged people, go ahead and send that man some money. The devil wants all the Fibonites, phony blonies, and false prophets. He wants them all to own their jets. He wants them all to spend $5,000-$10,000 a night in motels and get up on the radio and TV and boast about it. And he gets back in the corner and laughs. While we that are sincere, a lot of times struggle for every dollar. Amen. In the last few weeks, we had a main water line to break, and part of our building cost us over $1,000. The repair on it would have been probably $3,000 to $4,000, but God worked it. We was able to fix it, amen, ourselves, and got it fixed and repaired. I looked around, and there sat an 80-gallon water heater. About the time we fixed the one problem, the bottom busted out of it, and water went running to the drain. I told Jackie, I said, we'll have to send and get a new water heater. They used to give them away for a little nothing, but anymore, I guess an 80-gallon cost you $500. The devil every day of the week gets up and sees what he can mess with or what he can steal. But I want you to know, I am confident that in who I am believed and what I have committed unto him against that day he will keep. I'm going to win this race. I'm going to win this race. And I'm not going to fall to the gimmicks of the latter-day false prophets. And I've watched men. I watched a man that fall in this circle in the last few months. Fell in this circle of running them gimmicks to get thousands of dollars. And I watched that man, and I had a witness 25 years ago with that man. He wouldn't connect it right. And today is full circle and it's proof. Probably one of the guys that raises more money than anybody on television. God showed me in 1971 as a young preacher. God told me, he said, he's not wired right with me in the main box. I was electrician betrayed. I know what he meant. You can hook up the wires in the panel, but if you don't get them right, it won't function. There's a sequence you got to know. If you don't do that, you're going to have a shorter. You're going to have something that don't run. If you got something pulling on 220 and you don't get opposite sides of that 220, you're not going to have but 110 current. And dryers, I've had people say to me, I hooked up a dryer and it won't do nothing but get warm. I said, you got it right wrong. Well, I've got both lugs on a positive plug. I said, but are they two different positive plugs? In the panel, you got A panel and B panel. And you have to get a pull across A and B to have 220. If not, you're pulling 110 from the same circuit, and all it'll cause the dryer to do is just get warm. It won't get hot. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of preachers that are wired wrong. They get a little warm. They say a little scripture here and there, but they never do get down to the facts to say what thus says the Holy Ghost of God, what the Spirit of God comes and moves and says. The devil does not want people to get to the deliverance power of the Word. He wants their ears to be tickled. He wants them to be told that if they empty their pocketbook, they're assured of a blessing next week. I simply say by the authority in the Word of God, if you'll not waver, God will come through for you. Amen. And God will move for you. Because He's the God today that maketh a way where there seemeth none. Amen. He's a powerful God. Amen. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Amen. And in the power of His might, put on the whole armor of God. You might wrestle against the wiles of Satan or the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against rulers in the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye may be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. God will keep His word. Amen. The word goes on to say then in 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter in verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, working for a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. There's a lot of things that is only discerned by the Spirit. And if we have not discernment, we will be taken in by the devil. We will be overcome by the devil. But if we have spiritual discernment to know, amen, for the Spirit searches the deep things of God, and the Spirit knoweth the mind of God. And we have to go by that which God quickens within us. We have to make a stand, and we have to be fully persuaded that He's able to keep that which we have committed unto Him against that day. Do you know today whom you have believed in? Do you know whom you have believed in? He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. He is one that was with God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God. And He is the one sits on the right hand side of all power and authority, making intercessions for you and I this day. And He's going to fulfill everything He promised. Amen. So we can stand assured today, and we can stand confident today that God is fighting our battle. And God is going to give us the strength to prevail in the time of battle. Because God said He was a present help in the time of need. Amen. He's our strength. He's our high tower. He's the rock we're standing on. And he's going to keep his word. And if his word is in you, that seed of God is in you. It is not a corruptible seed. The word of God will not cause you to become corrupted. We're only corrupted when we waver from God's word. We're only corrupted when we pull away from what God has commanded by his word. But when we stand firm, we stand true, and we stand committed and refusing to quit. Oh, there'll be battles, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. There'll be times, amen, that the devil comes and tries every way in the world to convince you to quit. But you got to look at him and say, listen, devil, there ain't no quit in me. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. Not halfway up the hill, not part of the way. Christ went all the way up the hill, the way of the Via Rosa, the way of the cross. And as he made that commitment, could have called 10,000 angels in the Garden of Gethsemane when his disciples went to sleep. And he come and found them asleep. And the Bible said he went a little further and he prayed. His prayer was, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He told his father he didn't agree with what was going on. He didn't agree with what he had to go through. He didn't agree with the battle. But he said, nevertheless, he knew it was the plan. He knew it was the will. And he knew it was what God had given him to do. He said, for this cause I came. He came that he might die, that you and I might live. In whom I have believed, I am confident, I am persuaded. He is able to keep that what I committed unto him against that day. Commit it all, and he will bring you through, bring you out. And on judgment day, you'll be counted with that number. And you'll be able to sing that song. I've been redeemed with the blood of the Lamb, changed from the creature I once was, and redeemed is now my name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the message today, and God, for men and women that are struggling, suffering, and hurting. And for men and women that says, Lord, when is the sun ever going to shine? Lord, let them know the sun's always shining above the clouds. And Lord, to ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, roll the clouds away. And let us walk in the sunlight of thy victory. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for saving, healing, setting free, and delivering. We thank you for your will being fulfilled in our lives. And victory is coming in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for saving that lost one, reclaiming that backslider, that financial miracle, that job that somebody needs. God, give them that job. Give them that finance for that man, woman, and girl that needs that touch from you. Grant it to him, Lord, in Jesus' name.